All right, thank you very much, sir. It is time for Friday Fun. It's brought to you by
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
Sorry we're a little bit late, but that's the way she goes sometimes when you're rocking and rolling over here on the radio. So, I don't know how you guys feel about maybe back when our moms were of that age where they're in their mid-30s and if they had issues with their guts, that it would just be that. They had their own issues. They may mention it to their doctor, but you never saw commercials for it. You never heard much about IBS or anything like that. It was a different world and a different time.
Yes, it was a world in which diarrhea was forbidden.
In a world.
It does sound like a promo.
Kevin Costner's is...
Yeah, it's...
Forbidden diarrhea.
But think about it. Think about how much... And I think probably there's a lot of men of a certain age, definitely one that used to work here, that is none too happy that the world has become more open about that from male and female perspectives, but especially female, right?
Yes.
There's so many farts in my ear.
But to what extent? Because now I feel like we're just at that point where it is wide open, anything goes. And I'm going to play you three commercials.
Okay.
Okay? That are brand new commercials, right, at least in the last 3 months that I've heard. And I saw one of them. I recorded it. And I was like, that's interesting. And just socked it away for safekeeping. Then I heard another one. Socked it away. And then this past week, I got another one. And I'm like, okay, now I can present this.
Now we have a trend.
Now we do have a trend.
We're in a post-TMI society, aren't we?
Yes, we definitely are. So here are women in this commercial. I mean, this is all based on medicine slash pills that you take to combat whatever malady you have in your gut. And here is the first one. And this is all about new terms that I haven't heard before.
My digestive health before taking Seed was a hot mess. I felt bloated, puffy,
sluggish, gassy.
I knew I had to change something about my gut health. DSO-1 is the best probiotic that I've ever taken. After 2 weeks, I was off to the races. It makes me feel lighter, less bloated.
It made me poop every day.
I love this jar. This feels like home.
Okay, it was fine until that last one. I'm off to the races. I feel lighter. I feel like I can accomplish anything. I poop every day now.
Just incredible.
Like, again, I go back to like my grandpa and what the conversation was like between him and her, or if he saw a commercial like that, society was not ready for it.
I love this jar.
And that's the other thing.
Please do not jar.
Jar thing. Anyway, so here is commercial number two.
Okay.
My friends call me Zam. I naturally hold a lot of stress in my digestive system, as a lot of women do. When I travel, I get constipated. I get really poop shy. When I started taking DSO-1, I immediately noticed how much lighter I felt, vibrant, alive. It really helps me stay regular, and you're not bloated at all. I honestly recommend DSO-1 to everyone.
Okay, poop shy.
Yeah, I would describe Donnie as poop shy because he has to be nude in his own home to poop.
There's no doubt. He is the most poop shy guy there is.
I don't know. Is getting completely nude shy?
Well, he's by himself.
He has to be in his own home.
Yeah.
He can't poop in public. He's poop shy.
Yeah.
So is it like a laxative? Because they sounds of the ocean in the background, too.
It's really weird, right?
It's a prebiotic, probiotic that regulates your gut health, makes you regular.
And that's the other thing.
I feel so light.
Again, I don't remember my mother.
I'm not carrying around all this.
And you know, women have had this for years.
I have 15 pounds of undigested meat in my colon.
They all have terrible gut health. I mean, it's just being part, it's part of being a woman, right? Like just the gut health of a woman. It's tough to deal with, but I'm telling you, it's something that just wasn't that open not too long ago. And now we're talking about, I poop every day and I'm poop shy and poopy poop and all that.
I'm just hearing now that their digestive system is different than ours.
It is way more combative. Surely your wife has told you that.
I'm familiar.
No?
No, she doesn't share with me her thoughts on poop. And you know what? I'm okay with that.
Okay, maybe she should, though. How about yours, DJ or Matt?
Keep that separate. I don't want to hear about it.
I barely talk to her anyways.
But what if she's like, that's sick? Like, that's bothering
her?
Well,
yeah, I mean, if she's in poor health, then let's figure out a solution here. But I don't need the play-by-play if everything's normal.
So you weren't aware that women had more issues in that area than men by a landslide, no pun intended.
Honestly, not really. And I'm looking around a room full of dudes, and I'm not positive everyone's on your side.
Dave, you're aware of this, right?
Oh, yeah. I've had many partners with many problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
I take it as they just complain about it more outwardly.
No, no. The female probiotic, it's a cottage industry. It's a $1 billion industry, I think. Like, it's a huge, huge deal. So.
I thought your situation is sometimes complex in the bathroom.
Mine?
Yeah, don't.
I mean, it was at one time, yes.
Okay.
Your whole radio persona is built off that.
Well, yeah, it's the only reason he works here. Come on. Okay, so here is... Now, and again, this isn't a woman talking about, I'm pooping every day. But it's just the terminology that is used to describe what is going on.
Katie, I knew I'd find you here. I know. It's wild. I'm you from the future. Anyway, our doctor figured it out. All that constipation with belly pain that keeps coming back, it's IBS-C. She said Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
What do you say?
Yes.
Get ahead of your IBS-C with Linzess. Linzess is not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. These aren't all the side effects. Imagine.
Those aren't all of them.
We're not even close to finishing the list of side effects.
We have a lot more to tell you about.
Yes, but
bloody or black stool.
Again, I go back to my grandpa. If he heard that commercial, and I've never heard of IBS-C either. Like, now there's spinoffs of IBS, which is what this drug is.
Impossible
combating.
Butt syndrome. Right?
I don't think so, Dave. I'm no doctor, but I don't think that's what it stands for.
Impossible butt syndrome.
So, anyway, it's just,
you know, the other one that I don't know if you've heard is the girl who says, you know, I always used to get UTIs and the cranberry methods never worked for me. And that's why I made this drink right. That you'd chug every time you have sex.
Chug.
I don't think that's medical.
So
this has a Pedialyte jar on her nightstand full of this stuff, and then she just plows it.
So it made me think, though,
so to speak,
and I don't know if you guys saw this, and I can't remember who the guest star was who was in this SNL bit, but it was the very stereotypical commercial about a woman sitting there, and in this case, she was sitting there, and she was in like a school room with her husband and all these other adults, and they were watching a children's like music performance, whatever, you know, when your kid gets up there and a recital. Yeah. So like your third grade kids. And so she, is having this conversation with her husband and she has to get up and go to the bathroom. They show her go into the bathroom and into the stall. They shut the door. Then they pan out to the crowd. And when she walks out, a woman hands her a bottle of this probiotic because the woman knew that she was missing her son's recital, and the only way reason she was doing it is because of her IBS. And so she handed her this bottle. And so you think that this is just a standard commercial concerning one of these drugs to combat IBS. And then, thanks to Kenan Thompson as the school janitor, it takes a turn.
Life's special moments are meant to be enjoyed, not spent worrying about your irritable bowel syndrome.
I'll be right back.
But Ryan's solo is coming up.
It can strike at any time. Robbing you of life's special moments. But now there's help with Tremfalta.
Hands of the bottle.
Tremfalta is a once daily pill that helps control your IBS instead of it controlling you. So you can enjoy more of life's special moments.
Oh my God! Shh. Who did this? Everywhere. On the wall. Ugh.
Tremfalta works by slowing your body's digestive process, decreasing the intensity and volatility of bowel movements, so you can get back to what really matters.
What I tell you?
Because some of life's moments are too important to miss.
Stop the concert! Kids, I'm sorry. Someone has done something very... very bad in the bathroom. Something very disrespectful. Who did this filth?
Didn't know. Shut the f-
Consult your doctor before use. Side effects may include...
Something is wrong with you, you sick son of a bitch.
Side effects may...
You just lit up the toilet. You just lit the whole damn thing up.
Side effects...
I have kids. Oh, damn.
Never miss a special moment again.
If you say anything, I will destroy your life.
What?
Wait for Mom.
With Tremfalta.
I think we got a star on our hands.
Oh, God. I couldn't finish the commercial because Kenan Thompson. All right. There you go. There's a little Friday fun as we open up the backside of Talk of Women now.
Well, I learned something too. It's like informative and entertaining.
It is. Yeah.